Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. We all love a high-scoring NFL game, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point is scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook to get this special deal. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Along with Ross Tucker, I'm Jim Galante. It's quarter number two of our show. Ross, this is the holiday edition of our show. So first of all, Merry Christmas to you, your lovely wife and girls.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Jim. Likewise, buddy. I love doing the show. It's why I do it, because I enjoy it. Love working with you and love the feedback we get from listeners. So keep it coming. At Ross Tucker NFL, Twitter and Instagram. I'm Facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL. Absolutely love hearing from you.
That's right. Ross is all over the place, the king of football media. So no matter what your football liking is, high school, college, pros, look to Ross. All right, Ross, I'll tell you what, we've been talking so much about signing day, which occurred last week. You and I haven't had a chance to discuss all this news that's been going on with the team. So I'd like to hit you up on these things and get your take. I want to start with what I think might be the biggest news for the 22 season, which is that Sean Clifford announced that he's going to return. Real quick, my take is that's a huge win for everybody involved. What's your take?
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. Listen, I don't think Sean is much of a pro prospect right now, right? So the ability to play another year at Penn State, to have another year in Mike Yurcich's system, to try to stay healthy, be healthier, and build on some of the really positive things he did this year, I think set him up for success, whether that is in one of these professional leagues, because they're going to have the USFL, I think the XFL is coming back. So he's got options to play professionally. But you know what? Who knows, Jim? Maybe he has a Kenny Pickett type of year for Penn State like Kenny Pickett had for Pitt. You know, I mean, I think that's the argument is, hey, have another year in our system where you really feel good about things and you can come out and play really well. Makes perfect sense to me from Sean's standpoint. Plus, you know, he's got a chance to probably break some Penn State records now, starting for a fourth year. I don't think he wants to go out on sort of a sour note like they had this year. Really, back-to-back years, not as satisfying as his first year as a starter. And I think he wants to, you know, try to compete for a Big Ten championship, try to compete for those type of things. And, you know, with the name, image, and likeness now, you know, he's a fourth-year starting quarterback at Penn State. So you would think his name's recognition is significant, that he can make a decent amount of money that way. I don't know how much it is, but it feels to me like he'd make more money doing that than going to the NFL and perhaps not even making a practice squad. So from Sean Clifford's standpoint, it makes a ton of sense. And I think for Penn State as well. You know, I mean, they could have gone with VU next year or had a competition with, you know, VU as well as the two true freshmen. But I don't know that any of those young men are really ready or should be ready or should be put into that situation. I love the fact that Clifford can start. Those guys can battle it out for the backup job. And then next spring, the spring of 23, really compete for the starting job for the 2023 season. It just feels like the timing of it works out a lot better for Penn State in that regard.
And I also think the fact that Clifford's been in the system for several years, he could really help out the young players, not just with stuff on the field, but off the field, you know, the workouts, nutrition, and all the other things. So I think it does work out for everybody. The other big addition to the team, Ross, was Manny Diaz was brought in as the defensive coordinator. Brent Pry, after many years here and a long time with James Franklin. And I think of that as a major win for James Franklin, getting Manny Diaz here.
Huge. I think it's huge. There's a bunch of reasons why, really. I mean, number one, you know, the guy was considered an up-and-coming stud defensive coordinator, right? I mean, there's a reason why Temple offered him their head coaching job. There's a reason, and he took it, by the way, for a week or two. There's a reason why Miami, when they got rid of Mark Richt, wanted Manny Diaz back. He was the guy. He was who they wanted. So this is a guy that multiple FBS programs targeted as their head coach. So that's number one. And that's based in large part on how the defense performed. So that's significant. Number two, though, he's also known as a good recruiter. You know, he's still pretty young. He's aggressive. He's been a bunch of different places. He's a good recruiter, which is important. We know that in college football. And then lastly, just the name recognition. You know, whether it's Florida or Texas or anywhere, you know, he was the coach of the U. You know, a lot of people know who Manny Diaz is. So that can't hurt. That can't hurt their ability to be able to get, you know, big-time recruits, especially on the defensive side of the ball, to have Manny Diaz as their D coordinator. I think for all those reasons, it's a positive.
And I love the fact that he's from Florida. He's got to have so many connections with high school coaches in the region. And we all know how good Florida, the state of Florida, is for recruits. So absolute home run hire, I believe. Ross, the other news over the last couple of weeks is we've had a few players both opt out of the bowl game and announce themselves eligible for the 22 draft. The linebacker room has been hit pretty hard with Brandon Smith and Ellis Brooks both declaring. I'm sure there's going to be more names coming out before the game of guys declaring and opting out. Do you think either of those players, Smith or Brooks, should have returned? And what do you think of this opting out of the bowl games that seems to be the rage now among college players?
Yeah, so obviously, I like the way you frame that, Jim. Two separate conversations. And by the way, I would expect there to be more Penn State players that don't play in the bowl game. I don't know what the logic or reasoning is behind the timing. It seems like every guy decides to do it, you know, on their own timeline. But so far, we know of those two guys. You know, I got to be honest with you, Jim. I really wouldn't expect Jahan Dotson to play in the bowl game, but maybe he surprises me. We'll see about Ebba Cady, but that's kind of how I'm looking at it. So question number one is these two guys turning professional. Well, I don't really even count a guy choosing to not take a sixth year as leaving school early like Ellis Brooks. Okay, like, that, to me, doesn't really count. He's been there for 5 years, and he's graduated, all that stuff. And I'm not sure there's a whole lot more he could do. He led the team in tackles. He played very well. He's not a physically gifted kid that's going to greatly improve his stock based on having another good year. He's not going to get drafted very high because he doesn't have distinguishing physical characteristics. So he's going to be a late-round pick, whether he comes out this year or next year. So that's Brooks going pro. Brandon Smith is a little more of an interesting conversation. I've been told that if he tests out as well as they expect him to test out, that he'll be a day two pick. He'll be the second or third round. We've talked about it a lot this year, and perhaps it's because he was a five-star or because I hold him to a very high standard, but I was a little disappointed in Brandon Smith at times this year. I don't think he does a great job of keying and diagnosing the play and knowing what's coming. He doesn't do a very good job at all of getting off of blocks, and he missed a bunch of tackles this year as well. I would never fault a kid. First of all, I really wouldn't fault any kid leaving early if they're going to get drafted at all. But especially if you're a day two guy, I would not fault you for leaving if you're a day two guy. What makes Brandon Smith unique, Jim, is that if he really improved and came back another year and had a big year, like I think he could, I think he could be a first-round pick. And so there's something to be said for the money difference between that and third round and just the commitment that the franchise has to you if you're in the first round as opposed to a third round. I got to think on some level, Jim, these guys are watching what Micah has done, might be the defensive player of the year in the NFL. I got to think on some level, Ellis Brooks and Brandon Smith are like, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not as good as him, but if he can be the defensive player of the year, I can at least play in the NFL. I was in every meeting with him. I worked out with him. So it's kind of funny to me there. In terms of skipping the bowl game, you know, I will never blame any guy that does that now. After I saw what happened to Jalen Smith from Notre Dame and Jake Butt from Michigan, those guys did not have the same pro careers. They were not drafted as high. They did not have the same careers they would have. And I think you can make an argument that the benefits of playing in that bowl game or sitting out the bowl or the benefits of playing in the bowl game don't outweigh the potential negatives. You know, for a guy like Brooks, the big knock on him is sort of his testing numbers. And I feel like maybe he wants to get started on making sure he's got better testing numbers. And Brandon Smith, I think, probably just thinks he's better and going to be drafted higher than he really is. That's my guess.
And you were making the comparison to Micah Parsons. Owe may even be a better comparison for a guy like Brandon Smith, who may not have great numbers at college, but they're a physical freak. They're going to test out of this world at the combo. All right, that is it for Tucker's Tape in quarter number two. Stick around. Next segment, we're going to ask Ross.
We all love a high-scoring NFL game, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point's scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.